T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right off the practice field, we've got rookie offensive lineman Cody Ford in studio. Hello, Cody. Thanks for coming by. How are
you? Yes, sir. I'm good. How are you?
Good. That was a short practice, huh? Probably just what you needed.
Yeah, for sure.
Have you got your mind around the fact you got to travel tomorrow?
Yeah, actually, you know, it kind of hit me earlier this morning. I was like, dang, we got to leave tomorrow.
Yeah.
This is my first experience, you know, being a rookie. But even in college, we never had any quick turnarounds like this.
Right.
So. We had John Brown on our show sitting right over here yesterday, and he said how he took it upon himself as a veteran to kind of let the young guys, you and others, know, hey, you got to take care of yourself this week. Watch what you're doing. Watch what you eat. You know, take care of your body. That might be the key because you're looking for a quick recovery from a game on Sunday, right?
Yeah, for sure. I know a lot of the guys even went in Sunday night after the game, got a lot of treatment done. And then, like, yesterday was more of a recovery day and mental day for Dallas. But – you know, I was in there pretty early because my body was hurting just like everybody else's. I was like, man, I gotta get a jump on this now before the game.
You guys had a wrench thrown in it when Mitch Morse had to come out of the game, couldn't snap the ball because of his finger. How did talk about the adjustment, the conversations when was it Feliciano went down to center, Spencer Long came in. What was the vibe like when Mitch went down?
You know, it really wasn't any, like, disconnect between, you know, John and Mitch and then, you know, from the guards, from John to Spence. You know, it was more so, you know, we know everybody knows everybody's job and, you know, we all trust each other. We love each other. So it was like next man up and, you know, we just kept it going and that was the mindset.
We were wondering, Cody, if, you know, the way the preseason played out and in training camp when you had guys injured, Mitch took a while to get into the working with the offensive line. Maybe that helps now deep into the season. You know who can plug in and go where. You've played with this group that you have up there right now, right?
Yeah. So, like, a lot of time during camp, the rotation was never the same.
Right.
And I think it really did help us out a lot for where we are now in the situation like we had last game.
What's the word? I mean, it's everything's abbreviated. What's been the scouting report on the Dallas defensive line? A lot of talented guys up there. Give us a thumbnail on what you expect them to be like.
You know, they play hard. That's the biggest thing I can say. It's the most obvious thing that they have to me as far as compared to other D-lines as a unit. You know, they all play hard. They all give a lot of effort, and I think that separates them a lot from other guys. But, you know, they have guys like DeMarcus Lawrence and Robert Quinn, you know, elite pass rushers. Who can cause havoc if you don't pay attention to him really well.
With Cody Ford, Bills rookie offensive lineman, let's talk about last week, last Sunday a little bit. You went up against an elite pass rusher in Von Miller. You saw a lot of him, not exclusively him, but what did you think of him? What did you think of his game and more importantly, your game against the Broncos last Sunday?
I mean, you know, first and foremost, he's a great guy, and he's a great pass rusher, and he's a great player. He'll go down in history as one of the greats, I'm sure. But, you know, I had to realize the opportunity that I had to, you know, go up against a guy like that, and I just wanted to make the most of it and, you know, just try to build on that leading into this week.
Is that mostly speed with Von Miller that you worry about, or are there other more important things?
I mean, with a guy like him, you know, his speed is the most known thing that people know about him. But, you know, also with a guy like him, that allows him to, you know, kind of reach into his toolbox for other things, you know. If you're too worried too much about the speed, he'll always have something countered off of that. And, you know, guys like him and other guys like DeMarcus Lawrence, you know, you can't give them the same thing every time because they're not going to give you the same thing every
right.
time.
And I have one more for you about the Denver game. You went from about half the snaps at right tackle to all of the snaps. Did you feel it Sunday or yesterday or maybe even today? I mean, it was twice as much work for you.
Yeah, definitely. You know, kind of when I was hitting that earlier, you know, my body was hurting.
Yeah.
First full game, you know, going up against guys like Vaughn, you know, definitely puts a toll on the body. And, you know, but, I mean, we got great trainers and great plans for treatment. So, just like I said, I was in there early attacking that.
One of the fun things about this last game against the Broncos was the fact that Frank Gore went over – went past, surpassed Barry Sanders for all-purpose yards and stuff. That had to be a great conversation for the offensive lineman, because when you're an old guy like me, you're going to think back and think, hey, listen, I was there when he broke the record. Kind of, it does go into the kind of your file cabinet and say, yeah, I was there for that.
Yeah, facts. You know, we obviously weren't there for the beginning of his career. But, you know, being on the field at that moment is still special to, you know, be able to share it with a guy like that. And, you know, he gives all of the linemen that's ever played with him, he gives all of them the glory. And that was pretty sweet. You know, he didn't leave anybody out. He didn't pick and choose. You know, he gave it to everybody.
Yeah. With Cody Ford, Bills offensive lineman. And so you do have, you know, you'll see a lot of DeMarcus Lawrence this week. And he's not the same as Von Miller, is he? I mean, this guy's kind of longer and he's tough against the run. Maybe I don't know if you could say that about Von Miller to that extent. This guy is almost a complete package at defensive end, isn't he?
Yeah, you know, I was kind of discussing it with somebody else. I think it was one of the coaches, honestly. But I was like, yo, the one thing that I think is really good about DeMarcus Lawrence is that in the run game, he doesn't take any plays off.
Right.
You know, a lot of these guys who play DN, and, you know, they get paid to pass to rush the passer, but DeMarcus Lawrence, he wants to play the run as well. And I think that's an identity thing over there. And, you know, I think it goes with the whole D-line. And, you know, it's going to have to be a physical game, and we're going to have to match it.
So you guys spend a lot of time, and I'm, for people who are listening, I know offensive linemen, you spend a lot of time watching you guys themselves in the running game and stuff. Well, give us an idea of how much Devin Singletary sees when he's running the ball. I mean, the guy sidesteps guys who are like two people away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He sees things like three guys removed, right? That's unique and special, right?
Oh, for sure. You know, most backs aren't like that. You know, most of them kind of predetermine where they're going to go before the play even snap based off of history with the play or, like, just film. But, you know, Devin's a guy who, like, trusts us up front, trusts his coaching, and, you know, he's a competitor and he wants to play hard. And, you know, he got those moves to him. And if you're not careful, he'll have your ankles getting wrapped up.
Hey, Cody, in your career, high school, college, have you played much football on Thanksgiving Day? Have you done it before at all?
Never have I ever played any game on Thanksgiving Day.
Even a turkey bowl in the front yard?
No. Nah, when we had turkey at the house, you know, nobody was outside. We were all eating it.
What do you think about playing on the holiday this week?
You know, it'll be an awesome experience. You know, growing up watching it in a football family, you know, it was always Thanksgiving Day. Hey, let's get the game on and let's watch it and let's have a great day.
Mm-hmm. When you were going to college at Oklahoma, did you get sick of hearing about the Dallas Cowboys out that way?
No, not really.
Sick of it. And I'm this far away.
No, I mean, but you know, being so close to Dallas, it was always the Dallas Cowboys hat every time you look. But
did you ever have you ever played in this stadium before?
Oh, yeah, I played last two Big 12 championships. Right. Last one was against Texas.
Right.
We were talking earlier on the show about how games there, it seems, are more about show business than football. Sometimes is that even in the Big 12 championship games? Did you find that to be
true? I mean, from my experience with the Big 12s, it was more about the game.
Good.
So I can't really speak on the NFL games in there, but I mean, playing in the Big 12, it was awesome. You know, the crowd was into it, and it was more about us and, you know, the game itself.
And this Thursday's game is about the game. You guys seem pretty well suited to that. You guys seem like a group that kind of plugs into what's important, at least so far this year, huh?
Yeah, you know, we just try to play the game the right way, and, you know, that's physical, execute, and, you know, just go out there and have fun with the guys who you grind with. You wake up, you know, you see them at 7 a.m. in the morning, you see them 4:30 in the afternoon, you know.
Give us an idea. Murph and I have been sitting here. We've watched you guys through training camp all the way down. Remember in Carolina, you down there in 9,000-degree heat, you know, right? So, and now you're here. And we mentioned it earlier in this show today. It's a much different football team now than it was 3 months ago, even when the season started. You're better offensively. You're more productive offensively. Your offensive line, you've got more, you know, you've got a whole college season under your belt now, right? So give us an idea of what you see. When you look around the locker room, maybe it doesn't even dawn on you that things have changed just in the course of this one season.
Yeah, you know, since I got here in the summer for rookie minicamp, you know, we've been building on team first, and no matter what happens, you know, we always know we got each other and, you know, we got the guy next to us. And I think building that from the summer to now has really helped us, you know, bond and things like that. And I think at this point, you know, everybody's officially bought into to what we got going on and where we want to be and where we want to go. And everybody knows the process and what it takes. And like I said, everybody's buying in. So it's just everybody's molding together and things like that, you know. And you really don't even realize it unless you sit down and observe. But you can feel it, and you can feel it in the rooms, in the locker room, and on the field. And, you know, everything's moving fast on the field. Being for me, like I'm a rookie, everything's still moving fast. But, you know, I have guys next to us, to me, who could slow it down, and we all just communicate and things like that.
And you're moving fast this week, right? A game on Thursday.
Coach, yeah.
Thanks for this. Thanks for spending
great seeing
a few minutes
you, man.
With us.
Sir, no problem.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.